Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yerushalmi Ervin Daf Memtes, and we are starting about the third line with the words Loisov Davar and the Vilnitzer's daf. It's on Mem Hamud Beis, just about at the beginning of the Amud. And today's daf is sponsored Lilu Nishmas Mars Merim Sar Basim Yaakov Moshe Harnis Shamash Should Have an Aliyah. So Mishnah told us if we have a window set into the wall in between two chatzeros, if it's 4x4 tefachim within 10 tefachim of the ground, that's considered like an access point in between them, and they can make separate Ervin. Or if they want, they could join in the same Erev together because of this window. So now the Gemara asks a question: Loisov Davar Kolar Balar Bal B'Sai Chasara. Is it ultimately that all 4x4 tefachim on this window have to be within 10 tefachim of the ground, or elafilu mixas arba b'sai chasara, even if just some of the 4 tefachim of the window is within 10 tefachim of the ground, kamisha kol arba b'sai chasara? Do we say that even so, maybe it's considered like the whole window is within 10 tefachim of the ground and it's no problem? Here we have a case where it's definitely clear. Haya b'hekef tishim v'shisha tefachim. Let's say the window has a perimeter of 96 tefachim. That's basically a window which is 4x4 amos. So afilu kol shu b'sai chasara, kamisha kol arba b'sai. Even if just a little bit of the window is within 10 tefachim of the ground, it's like the whole 4x4 is, and that's because each side of this window is actually 24 tefachim long, because 24 times 4 is 96. So that means that even if a little bit of the bottom of the window is within 10 tefachim of the ground, that means we have a whole length of 24 tefachim within 10 tefachim of the ground, and that's perfectly fine. But what about Hoysagula? Let's say the window's round. V'hayabai hekev tishim v'shisha tefachim. That's proper gear, so we have to just add those two words in, and it's hekev, its perimeter, is still 96 tefachim, but it's a round window, so the bottom of this window is within 10 tefachim, but it's not a full side of the window because it's not square, it's circular. In this case as well, do we say it's not a problem? Is considered like we have enough spaces within 10 tefachim or no? And we don't have an answer to that. The Gemara continues discussing cases of the window being 10 tefachim above mahu l'mayit b'kelim. Are we allowed to be m'mayit, minimize this space with kelim? The window is, let's say, 11 tefachim above the ground. Could he overturn a kli on the floor, and now from the top of that kli to the bottom of the window, you have less than 10 tefachim? Does that work? So Mam Tazwam is on top. Ruchia Bar Ashi Omar, he says, Mamatim Mikalim, one could be Mamayat with this. Or Rav Yonah, quoting Rav Yitzchak Bar Tavle, Omar, he says, in Rabbi Yechanan, that in Matim Mikalim, we're not allowed to be Mamayat with Kalim. And Taman Omar, over there in Bavel, they say, Machlaikas Ruchia Rabba, Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yasi, it's Machlaikas Ruchia Rabba and Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yasi. Chanam one says, Asur, Vachanam Mutter, one says, you're not allowed to do it, the other one says, you could do it. And Mantamar Asur, the one who says that we're not allowed to be Mamayat with Kalim, that's because Shemi Yishkach Vitaltalenu, maybe he's going to forget and he's going to metaltal it. The whole reason why the Kli is there in the first place is in order to close that gap and narrow it and enable an Erev in between these two chatzeros, because like we have a Pesach. But now if he's metal to the Kli and he moves it away, we don't have that Miyot anymore, but he's still going to think he has a valid Erev, but he's not allowed to carry here anymore. And that's why this Mandamar holds no being a Mayat with Kalim. Now, here Rabbi Yechonon bar Maryo, Rabbi Yechonon bar Maryo paskind, the Michbash Alei Kuf, to take a Kuf, which is like a heavy beam, and turn that over, which means either place it on the Kli itself so the Kli can't be moved, or just use that as the Miyot instead of using a Kli, use a heavy beam and the beam can't be moved. So we don't have this problem. And Tanu, we have a brisa, b'chol matin, we can remite this 10 tefachim gap with anything, b'avonim with stones, b'alvein with bricks, u'besulim tsuri, u'besulim mitzri, these are two different types of ladders, v'hu shakavu, but it has to be that it's set over there. Now, Rav Bas is b'shem Rav Yudah, b'afilu loikavu, even if it's not set. As the of Tanu, we have a brisa that says, v'hu shakavu, it has to be that it's set, which right now we're understanding to mean, and it has to be connected to the ground so it can't be moved. So Rav Bas explains that no, v'hu sheyichad o'ilachin, it just means that the ladder has to be miyuchid for that, it has to be designated in order to bridge this gap and narrow the space, but not that it actually has to be physically connected to the ground. And here Rabla Kedain Tanoya, Rabla Paskins like this Braisa, Vusha Kvoi, it has to be set into the ground. Rabbi Yon and Rabbi Yaisa, Jehan, they both say, they just argue who said it. Chad says B'Shem Mar Ukvan, and Chad says B'Shem Rav Nachman Bar Yaakov, Tzar Shehi Ben Shliva L'Shliva, Pachas Mishloisha. There has to be less than 3 Tfachim in between each rung of the ladder, and that's because we know that less than 3 Tfachim is called Lavud. Lavud closes gaps, so now it's considered like the whole thing is one solid piece, and also the width of the ladder has to be 4 tefachim wide. However, if amud mashlim l'arba, the side posts that the rungs are set into, those could be mashlim the total of 4 tefachim, meaning the rungs themselves don't have to be 4 tefachim, they could be a little bit less, but as long as all together, from the beginning of one post to the end of the other post, the whole width is 4 tefachim, then that's perfectly fine. And Yasa Amar, he says something similar, kaifes shedrigoi, a kaifes, which is this beam that we mentioned above, that was made like steps, it's basically a makeshift ladder, memayit, that also is memayit the space from the floor to 10 tefachim, to so to speak lower the window. However, in amud mashlim la'asara, the side posts, meaning again these two side posts that are holding the rungs, they are not mashlim la'asara, nasas kishliva ave, to make it like a thick rung. In other words, as we just said before, even if the rungs themselves are not 4 tefachim wide, if together between the rungs and the side posts we have 4 tefachim width, that's fine. But let's say the highest rung doesn't reach high enough, we can't say, well, that's not a problem because the posts reach 10 tefachim, that doesn't work. Furthermore, defining this ladder, which is being used used as miyot to lower the space and make it less than 10 tfachim. Rav Yosef says, B'shem Rav Bon Bar Kahana, Tzarech Shehei Moshach Min HaKoysel Arba Tfachim Kedei Makayim. The whole ladder has to be 4 tfachim off the wall so that we could have makayim. We already mentioned this idea of makayim in the Masechta many times, and we know that a makayim chashav on Shabbos is 4x4 tfachim, and therefore, since we have the width of the ladder being 4 tfachim, and the ladder itself is being distanced 4 tfachim away from the wall, and it's 10 tfachim tall, so we have a makayim chashav of 10x4, and that's the only way it's considered like a miyot of the space in between the window and the ground. However, Rav Chizkiya says, B'shem Rav Bon Bar Kahana, this is an argument between Rav Chizkiya and Rav Yosef, what Rav Bon Bar Kahana says, that Oiso Shliva Shima Ma'etes O'Hasara Tzricha Shtei Meshucha Min HaKais Al Arba Tfachim Kedei Makayim. It's only that rung of the ladder, which is what's causing this miyot of space of 10, only that one has to be 4 tfachim away from the wall, not the entire ladder. It actually makes more sense to say that, because if you're going to stand a ladder up straight, so the whole thing could be 4 tfachim away from the wall, like Rav Yosef says, that's difficult, because how are you going to climb up a ladder which is totally straight in the air? It makes more sense to lean the ladder against the wall, and just to make sure that that one rung, which is located at the 10 tefach space, that minimizes the height, that's located 4 tefachim away from the wall. But all the other rungs do not need to be. Now we continue on with a question. Rav Yaakov Jeremiah Abayi, and we actually had this earlier in the Masechta as well, a brisa tells us, if a person brought a board that's 7.5 tefachim, it doesn't have to be 7.5, it just means 7 and a bit, and he lifted it off the ground, less than 3 tefachim, mutter. That's permitted. That's because less than 3 tefachim is loved, and that closes gaps, which means that the gap in between the floor and the bottom of this board is considered closed. Then we have 7 and a bit tefachim of board, so that's a total of 10 tefachim, and that's considered proper mechitza. But here's the question. Tamana Tamar, over there you say, kol pachas mishloisha kasasum. The less than 3 tefachim is considered closed. But v'chay atamar, over here you say, kol pachas merabah kasasum. The less than 4 is sasum. As we've been saying, this Pesach, in between the two chatzeros, needs to be 4 tefachim wide. If it's not 4 tefachim, it's considered closed. So is less than 3 tefachim closed or 4 tefachim closed? Make up your mind. And in response to this question, the Gemara says, in adbay makshaya hachin kashya. If you want to ask a question, you should really ask the following. In other words, this question you just tried to ask is not valid, because these two dinim are talking about something completely different. If we have a gap that's 3 tefachim, that's not lavud, so it's not considered closed, but it's still not considered a pesach, we know that a pesach is minimum 4 tefachim. So there's no steer between the 3 tefachim of lavud and the 4 tefachim of needing a pesach. Rather, you want to ask a question? Here's the question. And pay attention to a few gears of changes we have here. V'yavi daifin shal arbas tefachim v'chal shahu. Why not bring a board that's only 4 tefachim in a little bit? V'yagbeu min ha'aretz shalosh tefachim chaser kal shahu, and raise it off of the ground 3 tefachim in a little bit. Why do we need to have a board that's 7 and a bit tefachim raised off of the ground a little bit less than 3 tefachim, and that's a total of 10? We can accomplish having more oimid than parutz, meaning having more standing closed spot than open spot, by having even a smaller board. The board itself is 4 and a little bit tefachim. It's lifted a little bit less than 3 tefachim above the ground. So altogether, between this board and the ground, we have 7 tefachim of closed space. And in order to reach 10, we put a rope 3 tefachim above the top of the board. So that's a total from the ground all the way to the top of the rope. We have 4 and a bit tefachim of real physical material that's closing everything off. And then we also have 2 lavuds, one on top, one on bottom, that closes off 10 tefachim. Why can't we just do that? Why do we have to have a board of 7 tefachim in order to be able to close it off? So the Gemara answers, Yevakai Demar Rabbi Yochanan. This is just like Rabbi Yochanan's shita, that ha'aymer v'achal mitstar from larba, the aymer and the chalal, they combine to be 4. V'hu she'a aymer rabba al-chal, but there has to be more aymer than chalal. We had this in Maseches Shabbos when we discussed a bar, just some sort of opening in the ground, and then there's also dirt piled up on the sides of the bar. Could we consider the whole thing as a makam chashuv? And Rabbi Yochanan holds that yes, but not only does it have to be more aymer than parutz, more standing closed spot than open spot than bar, but also has to be on both sides. It can't be that there's open spot on both sides and the closed spots in the middle. It has to be there's closed spots on both sides and the open spots in the middle. And that's why this 4 tefach board thing that we just suggested doesn't work. You're right. Halachically, the whole thing is considered closed. The problem is we have the open gap on top and the open gap on bottom, and that doesn't work according to Rabbi Yochanan, which is why we need a board of 7 tefachim in order to have more oimid than chalal, and only then it works. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with halacha beis, continue to discuss 2 chatzeres and whether or not they're considered like one, or if we can make an erev in between them. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.